joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a special guest from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. His name is Colin Seeberger. You can find an expert from the Center for American Progress Action Fund with me every Monday at 3 p.m. to help make sense of all the nonsense. And certainly we heard a bucket full of it this morning from the 47th president while standing in front of a grouping of billionaires and his family. It was like Donald Trump, family and billionaires, and then his cabinet. And then, you know, like the rest of the Congress people and everybody, you just sit with the regular folks. And the real regular folks, you know, the 95% of us, they were stuck in the hockey stadium down the block. Kind of unbelievable. Colin, let's pick back up where we left off. It looks like he's going to be moving forward with a number of executive orders today, probably most notably in the immigration space. What else comes to the top of your mind as most alarming for Wisconsinites and regular Americans?
Reports out today that the president is going to be moving on day one to pull us out of the Paris Climate Agreement. This is, I think, really not a sign of strength. I think it is, frankly, a sign of weakness. And it's also, you know, pulling America back, you know, from a real leadership position. You know, I think really puts our cities, our states like Wisconsin, businesses and communities that are being, you know, ravaged more and more by climate related events. You know, in Wisconsin, there were the tornadoes last year, right? There's, you know, I think a number of different kind of markers, like we saw the Great Lakes have kind of record low ice right now. We are seeing all of this play out in real time. And so to see, you know, the president moving quickly to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement, right, I think, you know, is a real abdication of not just American leadership, but really throwing all of global climate action into chaos.
Yeah, it's, again, when you stack up the things that he is saying are his priorities for day one against the campaign promise to help lift and elevate the middle class, and you look at what the impacts of what he's doing will be, and it's actually going to hurt the middle class, like deporting millions of people if it can even be done while, you know, violating all kinds of fundamental constitutional ideals and precedents is going to make things more expensive, right? Moving to a tariff-based system is going to make things more expensive. Pulling back from our support of Ukraine will only lead to further Russian aggression and the expenditure of even larger amounts of dollars, right? And the weakening of our allies, requiring the expenditures of even more larger chunks of dollars. Moving from taxes to a tariff system just taxes the middle class more while giving breaks to the billionaire. I'm losing the thread here, Donald. How is any of this helping regular Wisconsinites or regular people? None of it does. It's all just distractionary culture war stuff.
Totally. I mean, the guy is the king of talking out of both sides of his mouth. You know, he can't talk about, you know, wanting to be the president of law and order and keeping our communities safe. And yet at the same time, you know, networks are reporting today that the new Trump Justice Department is going to pull out of January 6th related cases, including more than 300 felony related cases that have, you know, involve felony crimes like police officers, among other violent acts. And so, you know, these are the kind of folks that we're talking about getting a blanket, you know, a blanket kind of pass and say, hey, don't worry about it, because at the end of the day, it was all for Donald Trump. But you're exactly right. I mean, whether it is, you know, talking about Martin Luther King Jr. And his legacy, and yet at the same time, making it harder to actually execute on his vision, the guy, again, is the king of talking out of both sides of his mouth. and it does nothing to make people's lives better.
Yeah, and even down into the sort of issues of the moment, right? Natural disaster emergency responses, while not mentioning climate at all. It's like, well, say what you will about whatever you think about the responses to the LA fires. That doesn't happen without all of this climate degradation as precondition, overbuilding, overdevelopment, you can go on and on and on. It's not one cause for any of this stuff. It's numerous causes. Here in the state of Wisconsin, local communities are facing tens of millions of dollars in infrastructure repair and shore up that has largely been not just caused by, but destruction accelerated by environmental degradation and natural resource depletion that is showing up on the tax bills in each and every one of us, so that we're spending more to shore up our infrastructure here in the state of Wisconsin and have less dollars for the things that middle-class people need, like ensuring that our public schools are funded adequately, making childcare more affordable. There's so much going on here, Colin. If you would, can you zoom out for our Wisconsin listeners and tell each and every one of us what you think is really should be top of mind as we try to filter through what is going to be a fire hose of nonsense while also really important things are happening at the same time?
Yeah, I think that folks have to pay attention to not what Donald Trump is saying, but what he's actually doing, he and his cabinet are doing as it relates to things like following the Constitution. We saw him talk about this in his speech today, and yet his administration is apparently going to end birthright citizenship, which is a blatant violation of the Constitution. Right. They're talking about, bypassing Congress to spend money at the president's discretion, not at Congress's. It is really lawless, and, I guess it's not a surprise from a guy who's a convicted felon, but here we are.
Yes. Folks, that's Colin Sieberger. He is the Senior Advisor for Communications at the Center for American Progress Fund. You can find special guests from the Center for American Progress Action Fund every 3 p.m. on Mondays. They help make me smarter every week. I hope you appreciate them too. When we come back, I'll be joined by my partner in broadcasting, Dom Salvia, who's got the great program.